It's Tuesday. That means financial help again from Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she's personal finance contributor here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, there is something new in home finance. It's still in the experimental phase. It's the 40-year home mortgage. Tell me about it.
It's a pilot program to test consumers' reaction to a longer mortgage. As you said, a 40-year fixed rate loan. So normally we're used to a 30-year fix, but this stretches it out 10 more years. And the experiment is with Fannie Mae and about 16 credit unions nationwide.
So what would that actually mean for a consumer? Presumably, what, a slightly lower interest rate, but much longer time to pay off the loan?
Actually, a higher interest rate and obviously a longer period of time. Because it's 40 years, the bank is taking a longer risk that you may not pay that off. So actually, the interest rate can be as much as a quarter more than the 30-year rate. So, for example, let's say you've got a mortgage for $300,000. If it's a 30-year fixed rate at, say, 6%, your mortgage would be about $1,800 a month. And over the life of that loan, if you kept it for that 30 years, you'd pay about $348,000 in interest. Already a lot of money, right?
Right.
But if you stretch it out to 40 years at a 6.25 interest rate, your payments will go down about $100 a month, but the interest over the life of that loan is over $500,000.
To borrow $300,000, you're going to pay back $800,000.
Pretty much. That's absolutely right. And, you know, the idea is that, you know, the housing market is crazy in many areas, the West Coast, the East Coast, and people are struggling to get into a house. If you can stretch it out a little bit longer, they may be able to qualify to get into this house. And Fannie Mae's whole existence is to try to get people into homes. So they're testing this to see if, A, there's a need and if it's going to be good for consumers.
I just wonder, in terms of the real estate industry and how people buy homes and keep homes, I mean, does anyone today buy a home and think they're going to be there for 40 years?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. Most people do trade out of their home every about 7 to 9 years. But there are lots of people who do stay in their homes for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. The people who believe in this product say, you know, don't worry because you're probably going to refinance or move anyway. Now, there are some critics of this program, and I think rightfully so. Look at the amount of money. You're not saving that much more a month. In the case that I cited, only about $100 a month, and you're going to pay a heck of a lot more over the life of the loan.
Michelle, I'd never even heard of this thing.
It's fairly new. There have been some 40-year loans. It's not totally new, but in terms of a mass marketing of a 40-year loan, it's definitely an experimental phase. They're going to take a look at it and sometime next year decide whether they're going to roll it out to all consumers.
Doesn't sound like it's something you're going to go for.
Oh, please. I want to pay off my loan and go into retirement. I think, you know, there are lots of areas where people are just struggling to get into a home. This is particularly so for minorities, which lag in home ownership. I think given the right consumer, it might be the right product. But again, when it comes to this kind of product, you need to be very careful because you have to understand, because you're stretching it out, it's going to take you longer to build up equity. And there is the cost. This loan does cost more than a 30-year loan.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.